This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Fazrin Abdul Rahman is a local artist who was recently awarded the Malaysia Emerging Artist Award this year, and his upcoming exhibition is called Routine. It's on at the Taksu Gallery from the 28th of August to the 21st of September, and Fazrin is here with me today to tell us more about the exhibition. How are you, Fazrin?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
This exhibition, it's called Routine.
Yes.
What does that name mean?
Actually, routine, I just got routine, inspired from the material I use. Yes, as you know, I use metal, aluminium actually, mm-hmm. aluminium as a part of my work. And the routine is actually inspired from the rice.
From the rice?
Yes, yes. I put the rice into the aluminium and just spray, just like stencil.
So it's aluminium?
Aluminium, I strip an aluminium and then I start weaving.
Oh, you weave the aluminium.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then you put rice on it.
Yes, I put rice on it and start to doing the work.
And then you do, and then you spray paint on top.
Yes, I spray paint.
So which part of this inspired the title Routine?
Routine is actually inspired from the material itself, because I'm doing a lot of experimental work before I get this series of Routine. Because I think the rice is the reflect of the Malay expression. So that's the one point, actually. And I keep doing my work because I believe the good work is not only you have to make one and then just perfect. You need some progress, so you need more. So actually, routine is the some kind like of it's a rice represent of routine, because routine is like everyday life. You know, we need eat rice to do and work. So just what I want to tell about this is artists also normal people. And they do the work, but they transform into the different meaning, different shape. Just like a doctor. So you need to face the passion and you do some like, you know, there's another symbol. But the artists do like that. Just the transformation into the shape is different from the others. So the artist, the routine is based on everyday life. So the part of my life can be shape of my work. So everything routine, I just done my work every day. And I need to move every day, every month. So if as an artist, if we don't do an art, it's something like missing in our heart, because we need to feed our soul, you know?
Right. So I like this connection between the idea of rice or, you know, connecting to the idea of culture, especially Malaysian culture.
Yes.
And it's something that you also addressed in your first exhibition, which was Maize, right?
Yeah.
Where you drew inspiration from kampung houses.
Yeah.
Is this something that is important to you to have that cultural, even though you're creating contemporary art?
I like to, you know, I like to connect between traditional craft, like traditional craft, into the modern art, because this is our identity, such as weaving that I put into my work. I like to put more traditional into my work, but use a modern style. Just be the guide of my work.
So in your previous exhibition, one of the things that I noticed is that you had drawn inspiration from rattan weaving, for instance.
Yeah.
So you could see the textures and the patterns in your works. So in this one, you talked about rice, and then you also talked about the anyaman, the aluminium itself is woven. Mm. What other elements do you draw from? What other cultural elements do you draw from?
Actually, it's not too many, because I don't want to put all the ideas into the one painting. I just want to people see the progress of my work. The first series of my work is Mess series. Mess series is I try to make as an identity as me for as an artist. So when people think about weaving, it's thinking about me as an artist.
Yeah.
Yes. This not much, not a lot, not a lot of artists do like kind of traditional art like weaving. So I put the weaving as a identity, as in me as an artist.
For routine, you've also played around with shapes.
Yeah.
So your different pieces, they are of, you know, there are crosses, there are X's, yeah, there are octagons. You know, what inspired you to play around with this idea?
Actually, this inspired from my past experience, also observe with something, with like before. So actually, if you see my routine work, it's a like you said, it's a different shape. It's actually one of my work is the X shape. Actually, mm-hmm. X shape is actually I think of the sometimes the small thing can be the big thing.
Yeah.
But the different is the timeline. So when we're a child, we just draw X is the simple form, like the normal kid.
Yeah.
X is just X, not just a simple form. Mm-hmm. But when you grew up, actually X become more like symbol of something. Like, you know, when we do some election or something,
yeah.
X just not is just a simple, but this the big this X can be make a big difference,
mm-hmm.
change the world. You know. That's what I want to try to say, because that is the small things sometimes can be the big things.
Tell me about the material itself, because what I found interesting is that you're connecting to this culture, you know, kind of this idea of very organic, mm-hmm. Very old, I suppose, with material like aluminium spray paint, which is very modern, also considered to be quite industrial. Why that kind of connection?
Because I cannot lie, because my background is not a painter. I'm a sculptor, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm a bachelor from a sculptor, not a painter.
Yeah.
That's why I more interest to kind of aluminium, metal. I'm not interested about colors, actually. that's why I try to be a painter sometimes, but it's hard for me, because the art is not just you do. It's about your soul. Yeah. Sometimes you need to feed your soul.
And in this particular series, are there, you know, do each of the works have different meanings, different stories behind them?
One of the example that I just said.
The X, is
the
it?
The X. Yeah. And the other one is it's a bar chat routine. Number two, it's a bar.
Ah, yes, so they are all like sort of rectangle,
yeah.
And they're arranged to look like bar charts.
Like the
yeah.
bar chart.
Yeah.
Because actually, I like to see my life like a bar chart, but I don't want to see the bar chart like a, you know, like a casual. I want to move into the different meaning. I want to celebrate my life. So when I look into the bar chart, sometimes I look into my life actually, but I don't want my life to be like that. I make them into the beautiful thing, and I arrange them into that I want. I like to.
So you have you were awarded the Malaysian Emerging Artist Award in April this year. This is your second exhibition.
Yeah.
So how do you see yourself progressing as an artist? How have you changed from your when you first started to the exhibition now?
Actually, I didn't expect to win this competition, MEA, actually. I just do my best. What I trying to do is I just believe myself, and I believe my work also, because I have strong enough to stand behind my work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guide from the start, because I've been a full-time artist for 5 years. So just like I said, I like to see progress. Not perfect, actually.
Mm-hmm. So what is the progress that you see in your work?
I see start in my beginning. I always afraid to face. Sometimes I'm always afraid to face. You're afraid to do the good work, actually, because you just start the beginning. But I try to believe myself. The work make me confident. So that's why I keep continuing. Then I have strong enough about as of in terms of culture, of essence of my culture. The important thing is you have to believe yourself.
So what do you hope that people who come to the exhibition take away from these works?
I hope that anybody come to an exhibition to take it as a part of art, not just you see an art just like a normal art. So take it just like a normal art and ask me if you done anything, because actually an artist sometimes the image come first before the words, like a child, you know. Because when we child, we cannot speak. We learn something, we observe with something, and then we learn how to make a word. Make a word and then we learning something. Observation is very important, actually, as an artist. I just want to say about my work is, I want to people to see the detail and close up to my work. How do I work? Because if you want to do something like an artwork, you need to be patient. You know, you look my work. I weaving by myself. I do my by myself. 80% of my work I do by myself. I start weaving because the biggest reference of my work is on my experience, on my surrounding, observation of the surrounding. So this is the biggest point of my work. Yes.
Thank you so much, Fazrin.
Yes, thank you very much.
I've been speaking to artist Fazrin Abdul Rahman, whose exhibition called Routine is on at Taksu Gallery from the 28th of August to the 21st of September. For more information, visit taksu.com. And if you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.